My name is Hallie Armstrong. I am currently, I'll be a sophomore next year, but I'm an education major at Boston University. And while 20 minutes away from home seems relatively close, the world that I experienced my first year at college was far more diverse in thought from what I'm used to. Diversity in the way I experienced it did not carry the positive connotation that most come to associate it with. There were many instances in which the diverse thinking I was exposed to unsettled me, especially on matters relating to identity, and in particular sexual orientation. Here in the UU community where I was raised, our principles demand a certain level of respect, awareness, and devotion to social justice. And I was shocked not by the discontinuity of public opinion, but more by the levels of ignorance with which some students blindly rejected differences in others. In sharp contrast, the acceptance that characterizes our community is not just limited to the congregation, but the unconditional acceptance and support is extended towards everyone from all social backgrounds. As is stated in our opening remarks, all are welcome here regardless of creed, color, sexual or gender orientation. In particular, the Unitarian Universalist Church of Pittsfield, Maine, that my sister mentioned earlier, has gone above and beyond in this facet of our belief. The Pittsfield congregation is one that has become increasingly familiar and dear to me as our annual rafting trip has come to include performing a service for their congregation. They are small, but the work they do is certainly not. They have managed to get a ballot initiative passed for the allowance of gay marriage in Maine, furthering the first steps taken years ago here in Massachusetts. It is a strong set of values that drives the change brought by the Pittsfield congregation and motivates the UU community. The seven principles that encompass this mode of thought also encourage more than just advocacy for social justice. I've noticed through my experience in the education system that my UU values are the same values that set apart my average professors from the great ones who have impacted my growth in more than an academic sense. This past year, I experienced two of these teachers. My writing professor and my adolescent development professor both expanded my mind in ways that can only be done within the context of a set of values similar to the UU values I'm so proud to exercise. My adolescent development professor and psychologist, Thomas Cottle, is not a UU himself, but the values he shares and encouraged my class to remember in our future teaching endeavors were very agreeable with the UU principles I was taught here. He spoke often of the place of morality and intimacy in the education system. He lamented the lack of both and talked of how independence should never take the place of intimacy. Whenever he lectured on these subjects, I would always be reminded of our second, third, and seventh principles: justice, equity, and compassion in human relations, acceptance of one another, and an encouragement to spiritual growth in our congregations, and respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. Coming from a UU background, I was raised in a space where it was important to develop my own ideas about the world. I was encouraged to define myself as an individual while remaining cognizant of the people going through the same developments around me. Intimacy was valued, and dependency was not made taboo in this environment. I was encouraged to find my identity alongside other people so that I could have my own understanding of myself and remain able to connect and relate. An identity founded through the intimacy fostered by the UU community offers the full experience of love and acceptance, and this comfort of stable self-definition and understanding is vital to positive self-development. My writing professor first semester also shared much of my UU attitude toward social justice and other matters, and she, like my adolescent development professor, fostered a classroom environment around these values. I later discovered she was actually, in fact, a UU herself, which furthered my decision to move into the world of education for a career. Her Unitarian values set her apart from several of my professors. They allowed her to create a sense of independence in partnership with an awareness that I worried not enough people shared. I saw how much she expanded the perspectives of my fellow classmates and myself, and I can only hope to one day do the same. In class, we studied the rhetoric of astrophysicist Carl Sagan and astrobiologist David Grinspoon. One article in particular by David Grinspoon caught my attention. In his article, Is It Science Yet?, he presses for an expansion in the questions we ask ourselves from day to day. He says that we should constantly ask ourselves, why do we believe what we believe? What is the interplay between common sense, evidence, intuition, and faith that forms our beliefs about life in the universe? When our ignorance so outweighs our knowledge that we are not even sure how to ask the right questions, our innocence in the ways of the universe demand that we become natural philosophers again. Grinspoon's statement here resonates very closely with the mystery of life that Unitarian Universalism has such a healthy respect for. In the pocket guide that I was given upon coming of age, it discusses how UUs are similarly encouraged to garner insights from all the world's great faiths, as well as from Shakespeare and from science, from feminism and from feelings. We invite people to explore their spirituality in a responsible way. We ask Unitarian Universalists to cherish the earth, to free the oppressed, and to be grateful for life's blessings. The similarities between such great intellectual thinkers and the spirituality of our congregation make me endlessly proud of my UU background. It has helped me develop as an individual and helped me find an active place in my community.